Bezras Hashem, the first of our halacha from Daf Samach are the halachos and some basic points about the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Usually we start with halachos and then in the end maybe we add some lessons sometimes, yes, sometimes no. Over here, when one looks in the Shulchan Aruch by Asher Yotzar, there's something that absolutely jumps out from the Shulchan Aruch. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Vav Sif Aleph spells out, I can't recall any other place where the Mechaber does this, he goes through the entire bracha, and he quotes different explanations for the meaning of every word in the bracha. For example, in Mafli La'asos, he mentions the Rashi that we have on our Amud, that what's wondrous about the body is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Ruach inside of us, in other words, an Neshama, yet it's not encased within the body, and it doesn't come out of the holes of the body. The Mechaber does this for about 10 long lines in the Shulchan Aruch. When one reads through the Mechaber's description of Asher Yotzar and how one should be Mechaving, there is something else that emerges. For example, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uvara boy mikavim nikavim chalulim chalulim, for making holes inside of us, obviously for the waste to be able to go out. Points out the Mechaber, Pirush nikavim rabim, many holes, kigon peh, v'chotem upi tabas. Notice, we make the bracha of Asher Yotzar after we go to the bathroom. However, the bracha of Asher Yotzar is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonders of the human body, the mouth, the nose, as well as the area where the excrement comes out. The gambara boy, evarim rabim chalulim, kemo lev v'keres umeyayim. It's not a over-dramatization if people say that the bracha of Asher Yotzar is thanking our Kadosh Baruch Hu not for being able to go to the bathroom, but really the bracha of the description of the wondrous creation of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, the human body. This point has halacha lemaisa implications, as Reb Shlomo Zalman points out in one of the editions, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Simin Dalad Os Chof Ches, that the Mishnah Bura in Simin Vav, in Sif Katan Yud, points out that if someone wasn't Yotze, the bracha of Asher Yotzar, then a chazan in the morning could be motzi him like all other brachos of the Birchas HaShachar. Now we know that when it comes to a Birchas Hanenin, the halacha is that we don't say Yotza motzi. That even if though you were Yotze the mitzvah, in other words, you're not chayiv in the bracha of Shahakol, and someone else is, we do not have you being motzi, you Reuven be motzi Shimon. However, says the Mishnah Bura, when it comes to Birchas HaShachar, so then in such a case, we do allow a chazan, who already was Yotze the brachos, to say Birchas HaShachar, included Asher Yotzar, to be motzi somebody else. Therefore, when a person makes the bracha of Asher Yotzar in the morning, the person is not making a bracha on a particular maisa of going to the bathroom, but rather one is making a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful body. It's kedai to see the Shulchan Aruch to get a tremendous musar in Simin Vav Sif Aleph. The truth is, the Kozhik Glover Rebbe, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Fromer, who was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, he actually succeeded our hero, Rav Meir Shapiro, as the Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, also encouraged after the first Siyum HaShas that we also do a daf Yomi style of Mishnayis Yomi. He was killed al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis. In that Shail Sechuvas Eretz Tzvi, he goes even further. He claims that even if it follows the rules of Birchas Hanenin, the Kozhik Glover claims, the halacha is that one could rely on the opinion of Tosfos, who says on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph that we evoke the rule of Arvus, not like what I had presented before, that we only evoke the rules of Arvus and things that are not Birchas Hanenin, but the position of Tosfos on Mem Ches Amud Aleph is even on Birchas Hanenin as well, even if Reuven is not Chayiv Bedover, he could be Motzi Shimon. So according to the Mishnah, the simple reading of the Mishnah Brura, and the position of Reb Shlomo Zalman, as well as Chacham Avad Yosef and Shaul Sutrus Yabia Omer Chelik Tes Simin Gimel, the halacha would be that one could be motzi somebody else with Asher Yatzar in the state of Birchas Hashevach, and that is in the morning. However, afterwards, it falls into the status of a Birchas Hanenin, and then we have the Chiddush of the Kashug Lover. It's kedai to know that Tosas on Memches Amid Aleph that says that we don't limit the rule of Yatza Motzi for Birchas Hashevach and Tefillah, but even when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, one also evokes the rule of Yatza Motzi. One more point about the actual words of the bracha of Asher Yatzar itself. If one takes a look, the lashon of the Gemara in its recording of the bracha is different than how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and to this day, there are different customs. In the Shulchan Aruch, the way the bracha concludes, right before the Baruch Ato Hashem, the end part, says, Afilu Sho'echos, Iyav Shalis Kem, if we take a look in the Gemara, the Gir says Ef Shar La'amod Lefanecha. If one takes a look, the Gra that the Gra had adds that some say Afilu Sha'achas in the Hagos Hagra. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Gimel comments that even though in the Hagos Hagra, what we saw in front of us in the Gemara, it seems that some had the Gir says Afilu Sha'achas. Nevertheless, the Minhag in Ashkenaz was not to say Afilu Sha'achas, but rather, not like in the Shulchan Aruch, but rather like in the Gemara, where they would say Iyav Shadlo Mol Lefanecha, and then Baruch Ato Hashem Rofecho Basam Afli Lasos. This is in fact the Girsa of the Rif, and there is an Arizal that's quoted in the Magen Avraham who says that there are 45 words in the Bracha of Asher Yatzar which correspond to the numerical value, the gematria of Adam. So if one says, instead of La'amod Lefanecha, at the end of the bracha, in other words, instead of saying Iyav Shar L'Skayim V'La'amod Lefanecha, he says Iyav Shar L'Skayim Afilu Sha'achas, and he adds an Im Yisaseim Echad Mehem, so then in such a case, one reaches the numerical value of 45, and that would fit beautifully according to the Girsa of the Rif. Nevertheless, if one takes a look in the Siddur of the Gra, the Gra's Nusach was to say Iyav Shar L'Skayim V'La'amod Lefanecha, and not to say Afilu Sha'achas, even though the Gra alludes to the fact that some Rishonim have it. According to the Girsa that I have in the Gra Siddur in front of me, then one would come up with only 43 words. Some are makbid to say Iyav Shar L'Skayim Afilu Sha'achas, and then also to say Oh Im Yisaseim Echad Mehem, and that will follow 45. However, as a child, I learned, like the opinion of the Taz in Sif Katan Beis, that all of the Girsos are correct, and we followed the Gra's addition of Iyav Shar L'Skayim V'La'amod Lefanecha Afilu Sha'achas. And as in the way it seems, possibly from the Gemara, even though from the Rif, it doesn't seem that way to say both. I don't know if what I was taught when I was taught as a child, it has a legitimate source. Of course, we mentioned the Taz says it, but whether that is the most correct source, and it should be noted that this is where the different Girsos come from. Number one, that the Rif did not have La Molda Fanecha, but rather he says Iyav Shar L'Skayim Afilu Sha'achas. Some say both, as I was taught as a child. However, if one does say Iyav Shar L'Skayim Afilu Sha'achas, like the Girsa of the Rif, so then, and one says O Im Yisasei Mechom Ehem, so then that fits beautifully with the Girsa of the Arizal, where one would try to be makpid to say specifically 45 words to remind ourselves of what we really are. We're not our kavod, we're not our money, we are the goof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put on loan for us, which we daven should continue to work for a long time, and the neshama that he has given to us for eternity.